Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Podcast Network Asia.
This episode is brought to you by Podmetrics. Podmetrics is a podcast analytics platform that enables podcasters to see all the relevant data they need to know about their podcast's audience. Sign up now at podmetrics.co and use the referral code Wrestling2XPod. Again, the code Wrestling2XPod.
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, a.k.a. Austin Creed.
I said give me a hell yeah!
Hey, this is Zayda Zay.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Talent is not sexually transmitted.
You need to go back to the drawing board because your game absolutely sucks!
Hey, everyone. This is Jeff Cobb, and you're listening to the Wrestling Podcast.
You are watching and listening to the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Podcast. It's the OGs, Stan, Cienro, Moran at your service. If you caught the pre-show, then you know that Chino Liao is not joining us because, well, the time difference is real and napapagod din si Chino. So let's give him some time to breathe. Pahinga muna siya and he'll be back next week in time for episode 400. Siyempre, dapat all present tayo, di ba, for episode 400, 7th anniversary ng Wrestling Podcast. It's gonna be a big event for us kasi we've got a lot that we have in store for you. For starters, I think we can announce this now kasi everything's in the clear.
We have a promo. Papeles.
Nakasign na yung mga kontrata. Sige. So may giveaway kami for you guys for the 7th anniversary and 400th episode of the Wrestling Podcast. This is in partnership with our friends from Kramer Toy Warden. So magpapamigay kami ng Wrestling Funko Pops through the month of April. And hindi pa magsisimula, so we're not taking entries yet. But just so you have an idea of what we want from you, we want you to cut a promo on the Wrestling Podcast. Ganun kadali.
Not on the show. I mean, like, the wording. Not the promo on the show, but the promo about the show.
Yeah. So cut a promo about the show, about me, Ro, Chino, about the hosts, all right? Huwag naman yung mga guest hosts natin. Kaming tatlo lang. So cut a promo on us. You can post that on Twitter. Make sure you tag at Wrestling2XPod. On TikTok, you can also tag us, same account. Or if you're going to post on Facebook or on Instagram, please use the hashtag WWP7Years, as in the number 7, right? Again, hashtag WWP7Years. And then every week through the month of April, magpapamigay tayo ng one Wrestling Funko Pop from our friends at Kramer Toy Warden. So that's how we're celebrating 7 years of the Wrestling Podcast. And since we're already thanking our friends who are really helping us.
Nitanong siya si Kyle Martin, ano yung Funko Pop? I think we can say the first Funko Pop, no?
Yeah,
I think we can reveal.
Yeah,
you go. You can reveal it.
All right. So our first Funko Pop for week one is a Funko Pop of The Rock. So Dwayne The Rock Johnson, yung bald look niya from 2011 when he came back. So he's wearing the Brahma Bull muscle shirt and yung mic hawak niya. So yun. Yeah. So that's what you can expect for week number one. All right. Since we're thanking our friends who are helping us out on WWP, we also got to thank our friends from Mr. Speedy because they've got a special offer for all of our listeners here on the podcast. You can get 50 pesos off your first Mr. Speedy delivery by using our promo code WWPMrSpeedy. Again, that's WWPMRSPEEDY on your first Mr. Speedy delivery. That's good for the app or MrSpeedy.ph. And it's available here in Metro Manila, in Cebu, in Davao, and other nearby provinces. So there you go. It is WWP Mr. Speedy for 50 pesos off your first Mr. Speedy delivery. All right. Let's talk about the Hurt Business. Let's start our wrestling talk over there. Kasi lahat tayo marami tayong feelings about that. They broke up this week. So Cedric, this Alexander, morning. And Shelton Benjamin. Yeah, this morning. Thank you, Manila time. No, Shelton and Cedric no longer in the Hurt business. I think we can all agree that this is a very bad move, isn't it?
Yeah, super lala. I already posted my initial reaction on TikTok. If you guys follow us on TikTok at Wrestling2XPod, a really bad idea. I think nobody was asking for this. As in, wala talagang, nobody woke up today and pray that I wish the Hurt business would break up. Nobody asked that. Nobody asked that on social media, as far as I can remember. And even though we had, like, you know, inklings of tension from last week, diba kasi they failed to beat Drew McIntyre in a 2-on-1 handicap match, no, nobody ever saw the fact that they would break up coming. Hindi naman nila inexpect that, okay, this tonight would be the night that the Hurt business would be no more. And I think they, at the very least, they could have dragged it out if they really wanted to go there, if they really wanted to go that route of breaking up the Hurt business after less than a year, diba? I don't know what they were thinking, especially when you have Bobby Lashley already focusing on Drew McIntyre with 2 weeks away from WrestleMania. I don't know why you would break up the Hurt business here right now.
Ako rin eh. Hindi ko rin gets ba't nila gagawin yun. Kasi yung Hurt business na nga lang yung malakas nilang faction, diba? Yung Retribution, sobrang pinatapon nila, sobrang naging walang kwenta. At the expense of Retribution, yung rise ng Hurt business eh. And then now, wala ka ng Hurt business. All that work that they put in, di ba? Para palakasin yung image ng Hurt business, giving them all the championships that you could capture on Raw. And then now, what? Over something na, when you think about it, napakababaw kasi si Jey Uso nga, ilang beses pumalpak, di ba? Hindi naman siya inuupakan ni Roman Reigns.
Okay, Emil on Kumu says that the Hurt business is starting to be over with the fans. Kaya raw binrake up yung ano yung faction. I actually did think about that. Maybe they weren't getting the reactions that they should have been getting as a heel stable. But I don't think that was it, really. I think you could have still worked around it. Kanina ba kasalanan na MVP is good at getting his people over, diba? I mean, it's not their fault they're so good at that. I just think that there could have been a much better way. Gimme Buckets, who is now crossing over from Kumu to Facebook.
Okay.
Si Boss Joaquin cross over to Facebook to Kumu. Itong si Gimme Buckets. He says that sana swerve yung Hurt business breakup and that Shelton and Cedric would help Lashley win at WrestleMania. I actually did think of that as well. That is my wish right now, actually. Na sana fake out lang pala to because we have less than 2 weeks since Mania and then they decide to pull this trigger. I'd be so willing to eat my words if that were the case.
Yeah, para at least, diba, ipakita nila na, oh, yung mga fans, saka si Drew kampante na kayo, wala nang Hurt business. Sige, kaya na ni Drew na manalo at WrestleMania. And then, at the last minute, diba, lalabas nga sina Shelton and Cedric because as it stands, parang wala nang plano for them at WrestleMania. So, I think na kung yan yung nangyari, yung sinabi ni Gimme Bucket, sige, I'll accept that. Sabi ni Chino Maglaya in the comment section, pointless yung breakup unless there are plans to push Shelton for the title. I think it's pretty unlikely given yung age ni Shelton, tsaka he's not as good as Bobby Lashley, not on the level of Drew McIntyre, so I don't think that's gonna happen.
You know, the more I think about it, the more I'm starting to think na this is a swerve.
It's a prank!
That, yeah, okay lang eh. Sige, willing ako ma-work, WWE Vince, willing ako ma-work. Kung prank nga siya, I would much rather be assured that the Hurt business is still intact than have them break up, you know, 2 weeks before WrestleMania.
On the bright side, and yes, I'm actually saying na may bright side yung booking ng Raw this week, nagustuhan ko yung storyline nila with Bobby Lashley putting a bounty on Drew. Kasi it made Drew be a bit more maangas na, oh, sinong mag-accept ng bounty? Who's gonna step up? Diba? Sinong papalag? To the point na yung buong locker room, diba, challenge niya. So nagustuhan ko yun. Ang hindi ko lang nagustuhan dun, nung si Braun Strowman na yung katapat ni Drew, sabi niya, oh ano, attack mo na ako para may match ka na at WrestleMania. And then sabi ni Braun Strowman, I won't attack you, I'll take care of Shane McMahon first. And then when you win at WrestleMania, I'll be the first one to challenge you. So nung napanood ko yun, sabi ko, edi bobo talaga si Braun Strowman. Diba yung sinasabi ni Shane?
Yeah.
Totoo. Diba, tama si Shane, bobo si Braun. Kasi if I'm Braun and I'm smart, diba, i-attack ko na si Drew ngayon, I'll take him out, and then ako na yung number one contender ni Bobby Lashley at WrestleMania, and then bahala na from there. Why will I waste my time on Shane McMahon?
I did like the reasoning ni MVP that they asked for a bounty kasi okay, masyado nang maraming chance si Drew at the WWE Championship. Okay, I like that because last week kasi I did ask the question, bakit nagalit si MVP and Lashley at Shelton and Cedric for helping out versus Sheamus? And then they asked for they asked the rest of the roster for a bounty or for them to take out Drew McIntyre in exchange for a reward, diba? So they did actually resolve that plot hole. So I like that. Thank you, MVP, if you were the one who thought of that. People are pointing out as well, Corbin is suddenly involved in this rivalry all the way from SmackDown.
Sobrang labo.
I don't understand it either. Hindi ko na talaga gets bakit biglang nagkaroon ng ganitong plano.
Tsaka, why does a king need a bounty?
Yeah.
Harika, diba?
Well, he wanted gets ko naman. Okay, gets ko naman okay, maybe he wanted a championship match. Fine. That's totally fine. If I were him, I'd want a championship match as well. Siyempre, we're asking this in the context of the meta-narrative, diba? Bakit biglang nasingit tong people from SmackDown Live? But hey, I guess if you can explain it then by way of, you know, saying that Baron Corbin wants a title shot, then okay, I guess that's the thing I'm least concerned with. I'm still more concerned with the Hurt Business breaking up.
Yeah, big mistake pa rin overall yung breakup ng Hurt Business. Let's talk about the women now because parang sure thing na Rhea Ripley versus Asuka for the Raw Women's Championship. Heading into today, merong mga rumors na baka si Charlotte maging part itong feud na to tapos maging triple threat. And as of this week, it doesn't look like yun yung mangyayari. So ngayon, ang story is Rhea and Asuka are teaming up to take on Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler in a storyline na napaka-lazy para sa akin. Kasi we just saw this a few weeks ago with Sasha and Bianca. And then just this month on NXT, sina Finn Balor and Karrion Kross, yun din yung story against Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch.
Yeah, hindi ko gets. I don't know what they're smoking. I don't know what Vince is on. All I know is he's the type of guy na pinabasura yung mga plano for WrestleMania tapos susunod siya ng bagong plano. And I don't know why he thought of this, especially after having, as you mentioned, Sasha and Bianca for two straight pay-per-views. Diba? There's a cardinal rule in wrestling and booking kasi that you don't repeat the same thing so soon. Saying hey to Chili Willy, who is on our Facebook comment. What's up, brother?
What's up, brother?
Chili Willy is going to have a ECW reunion next month, so tune in for that. So going back real quick, you don't really do the same thing so soon. And I don't know why they broke this rule, especially when you can easily point that out even without knowing the rule. So Nico gets, I can't explain it to you.
Yeah, I'm really mad with this story. Nakakainis kasi Rhea and Asuka, diba, established characters naman sila. You know Rhea Ripley from last year. If you don't watch NXT, at least maaalala mo na last year, nasa Raw siya. Nung Survivor Series Invasion, nandun siya. Nung nanalo si Charlotte ng Royal Rumble, nandun din si Rhea Ripley. So, what's the point of pretending like all of that did not happen and then ngayon, kailangan mo silang ipag-team ni Asuka against Nia and Shayna again? And it really exposes na wala na namang depth yung women's tag team division.
Yeah, it's really bad on Raw. SmackDown may tag team pa eh, kahit konti eh. So, I don't know. I don't know why they just couldn't go with Naomi and Lana and then Dana and Mandy. It's there. It's right there for them. I don't know why they don't go for that. You don't have to team up Rhea and Asuka. Kasi nobody needs to see that. Nobody was asking for that as well, diba?
Yeah, nobody was asking for NXT Women's Tag Team Championships either. And you could have had Nia and Shayna face off against yung mga women's tag teams on NXT na napakarami dun.
Yep, absolutely. Again, you're preaching to the choir, so I don't know.
Yeah. Let's get to SmackDown kasi si Gail in the comment section tanong niya, what do we think about Edge versus Daniel Bryan versus Roman Reigns? So official na siya as of SmackDown this past weekend. And I think we here on the podcast, we've been talking about this for weeks. So now that it's official, I'm very happy.
Yeah, saying hey to my boy Creed in the comments. What's up, Creed?
What's up, man?
He says that the Hurt Business breakup was shocking. Yeah.
Edge, Bryan, and Reigns.
Edge, Bryan, and Reigns. Yeah. I liked it. I really liked it. I think it finally makes sense. Whereas 2 weeks ago, it wasn't making sense. Nung Edge was bitching about Daniel Bryan's involvement. Now it's a little more sensible. Now the motivations are a little more fleshed out. And yung got it the Edge, naintindihan ko na. Kasi syempre, mas ano eh, mas justified na eh, di ba? Yung pagka-desperado ni Brian, mas gets ko na. I mean, ito naman yung pinaka-sensible out of all three of them. And yeah, obviously, Reigns's desire to not to want an easy match at WrestleMania, also understandable. And because they left Adam Pearce no choice, it only makes sense that the triple threat is the solution.
Sobrang galing din na they finally leaned into Edge's heel tendencies. Kasi I think everybody knows naman na Edge is at his best when he's the heel, di ba? And sa laki ni Edge, 6'4", 240 pounds, di ba? Roman Reigns, 6'3", 250, 260. Parang ang weird to cheer for them against 5'8", 190-pound Daniel Bryan. So it really made sense na si Daniel Bryan lang yung babyface dito. And it's pretty funny na 7 years ago no WrestleMania 30, Daniel Bryan inserted himself into the main event of WrestleMania, and in 2021, it's happening again.
And Edmund Angelo says, parang paulit-ulit yung WrestleMania 30 thing. I think this is the only time lang naman. This is the only time again na umulit siya. Kasi for the past, what, how many years? Diba? They never really had it. You're only remembering this now kasi malapit nung mag-WrestleMania 40 and WrestleMania 30 was so far back. It makes sense, again, as I said. And the way they actually built up to this one made a lot more sense than what happened back in WrestleMania 30. Kasi back in WrestleMania 30, you could argue na yung will of the fans to want Daniel Bryan into the championship match at the main event, mas ano yun eh, mas nonsense yun. Kasi ito, he earned a championship match at the Elimination Chamber. He lost a championship match because of interference. And because of Roman Reigns' planning and conniving, and then he loses the Fastlane Championship match for because of interference by Edge. So now, ito talagang may claim siya for a championship match, and mas gets ko kung bakit kailangan siyang idagdag sa match na to.
Yeah, tapos napaka-inconclusive din ng results ng matches ni Bryan, 'di ba? So parang for Adam Pearce's part, kailangan niyang bigyan ng fair shot si Bryan, and then si Edge, he earned rin naman yung main event spot niya. So, hindi mo rin maipagkakailayon kay Edge, di ba?
Yep. And, you know, all that was really objecting to it was Roman Reigns and his wanting an easy way out, di ba?
Yeah. So, yun. I think it's great. Sabi ni Frank over on the comment section, I think Edge will win at Mania. Last time na Rumble winner si Edge 2010, he lost to Y2J at WrestleMania. Actually, he won via disqualification. Kaya siya hindi naging champion.
Hindi siya naging champion, oo. Actually, if we're talking about who is gonna win, hindi ko pa rin, I don't know about you guys, pero hindi pa rin ako maka-decide kung sino yung mananalo for me. It's either Edge or Bryan, really. All I know is Roman is losing.
Let's save it for next week.
Roman's not gonna eat the pin, di ba?
Let's save it for next week. That's for episode 400. We're gonna have a big predictions episode. One more quick talk point before we get to a break. Let's talk about Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn. Di natin ito napag-usapan last week kasi naging official lang talaga over the last two weekends. So we're getting Stenerico at WrestleMania. Holy crap. What a world we live in. And itong story na to, medyo hindi siya nagme-make sense kasi minadali siya. But because I love Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, sige, kunin ko na, pagtsatsagaan ko na yung build-up na to.
Saying hey to Steven in the Kumu comment section, asking what WrestleMania we're on right now. This is Pirate Ship Part 2. Dalawang swords siya instead of one sword. I didn't really like the idea of such a rushed build to Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn this time around. As usual, kasi they waited until the very last moment to make this match and to make this feud. But I think the promo ni Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn last Friday on SmackDown kind of saved it and kind of made me excited for it. I don't think it's going to get a lot of time, though. But it is what it is, and I think they're doing the best they can with it.
Yeah. If that match gets the same amount of time as Seth Rollins and Kevin Owens did last year, okay na ako. I'll take that.
Actually, okay na rin. Yeah, that's right. Emil says, give Owens and Zayn 15 minutes and there's going to be magic in the ring, even with no build. I would hope so. I would certainly would hope so. But my experience of that happening was with a face Sami Zayn and a heel Kevin Owens. So sana they can still pull it off here with the roles reversed.
Yeah, kasi baliktad na yung alignment nila eh. Hey, we gotta talk about Logan Paul, man. Because people on the internet are, they've got feelings about this. Ako medyo apathetic ako because I don't like the Paul brothers. I don't care about them all that much. And if yung end game naman is to make wrestling more mainstream by using these publicity magnets, then fine, sure, whatever.
Yeah, I don't really care about Logan Paul. I have no opinions about the Paul brothers, mostly because I don't really watch their stuff. Hindi ako lumaki sa kanila, unlike Zoomers here listening to us right now. So yeah. I don't know how much value it's going to add, really, to Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. But if it's anything like Bad Bunny, then I guess it might draw in some casual eyeballs. Sana, I mean, for their sake.
I mean, if Logan Paul can come in with K-Fed heat, if you remember Kevin Federline from the mid-2000s, yeah. Right? Then yeah, get Sami Zayn all that heat, sure. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about Peacock, as in the NBC streaming app taking down the controversial racist WWE content. But before we get to that, let's tell our listeners how they can help us with their online shopping on Lazada.
All right, guys, I know that the 9th anniversary sale just ended, but you can still get everything you want on Lazada kasi hashtag nasa Lazada yan. You can help us out with our podcasting here on the Podcast Network Asia by using our affiliate link, our brand new affiliate link, our medyo new affiliate link. This time, the affiliate link is podlink.co/EUL. Again, podlink. podlink.co/EUL. Portions of your purchases will go to us and, you know, help keep the ship running. So again, for everything you need, use our affiliate link, podlink.co/EUL.
Sobrang daling tandaan. All right, let's take a quick break and hear from our other podcasts on Podcast Network Asia.
If true crime is your thing, check out a killer new podcast, The Last 24 Hours, where we examine gruesome true stories of murder here and around the world. Season 1 coming soon on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all other podcast platforms.
Let's get to some shoutouts on Kumu.
All right, saying hey to Legend Killer on Kumu, who says he will get rid of The Fiend at WrestleMania. Sir, if Randy Orton can't get rid of The Fiend by burning him, I don't think you have much of a chance either. Let's see who else said hey on Kumu. Scumageddon, saying hey to Scumageddon. What's up, man? Saying that the guest star for the guest vlogger that Sami Zayn should have gotten should have been PewDiePie. Maybe. I think he's more popular at the moment than the Paul brothers. Rated JBR says the new IWGP World Heavyweight Championship looks like the Divas Championship, but gold. Yes, that is exactly everything we have to say about that.
Yep.
Yung opinion namin, if you're going to ask about our opinion on the new belt, that's what we think. Saying hey to Abby, who is sending us some... Attention po ng kabayo.
Uy!
Walang back. Admin Angela says, sends halo-halo, saying hey to a bunch of people: JJ Escobar, IVZ Romero, Prince Kenshin, it's Tramier, Ronald Calza, G Dragon, Joaquin Mendoza, si Boss Albert is also sending us halo halo. Thanks guys for tuning in tonight on the Kumu stream and the Facebook stream and Wrestling Podcast.
All right, some shout outs here on Facebook to Liam Jacob. That one's going out to you from Joseph Shelo, and to Sebastian Veluz. Thank you so much for joining us.
Okay, hey guys.
Let's talk about some stuff from outside the ring, and let's start with the news na yung Peacock, which is the NBC streaming app in the US. They're taking down yung racist and controversial WWE content. And marami ring reactions online. Ako, I'm of the camp na sana hindi na lang nila tinanggal. Sana nilagyan na lang nila ng disclaimer. So for context, yung Disney Plus and yung Warner Brothers, I think they have a streaming app also.
Sa HBO.
Yung ginawa nila, sa HBO, yeah. Yung ginawa nila for yung mga cartoons na luma na mayroong mga racist na stereotypes or yung mga comedies na may racist jokes, nilagyan nila ng 12-second disclaimer sa simula saying na these are wrong now, they were wrong before, and we're not gonna do this again. Parang we're just keeping it kasi wala, ginawa namin to eh, pinaninindigan namin to. And you cannot skip the disclaimer. Sana ganun na lang yung ginawa ng Peacock kasi ano eh, you know, wrestling has a long way to go in terms of being politically correct, and to just erase that and pretend na di nangyari yun, never happened, it's just not the way to go.
Yeah, I agree. It's really mostly for people to say, okay, this was wrong before. It might have been right before, but it's wrong now. And it was always kind of wrong. We just didn't know about it before. And we're leaving it up so that you know what is wrong. Gets ko rin naman why they took it down. I think it's also because that there are some impressionable kids or people na will take a look at that stuff and think that it's okay or think that it's normal, especially older people. I think you can't really change them, I guess, even though you can try. There are people kasi who will be convinced or will not be convinced na mali pala siya, even though sasabihin mo na mali siya. So, I don't know, man. On the other hand, you're right. Yes, they should not have taken it down. They should have left it up and left such a disclaimer just to let people know na hindi naman talaga tama to. Yeah. People are saying on the comments of Kumu, Steven of the Geeky Ones is saying that this is a PR cleanup since Vince McMahon is about to have a biopic, I think, with Netflix. Tama ba?
Netflix, yeah, ba? That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If WWE can put a disclaimer down on Benoit episodes, then NBC with their stacks of money can do it too. As well, yeah, I agree. That's true. Scumageddon says the most amusing reaction was from Brian Pillman Jr. saying he won't be able to see his dad's promos, like Pillman's got a gun. I don't think this is a matter of PC culture going crazy. I just think that they didn't know how to handle any ensuing fallout that could have happened.
No, yung NBC din kasi, medyo mas sanitized yung streaming app nila compared to the other streaming services. So compared to HBO Max, as you mentioned, Ro, or Disney Plus na binanggit natin as examples, yung NBC talagang nililinis nila lahat ng mga pwede nilang linisin. So if you remember yung community nung in-upload sa Netflix, nung nagkaroon ng outrage over the Dungeons and Dragons episode kasi nag-blackface si Chang, diba? Tinanggal din yun from Netflix. Even though, kung napanood mo yung episode, alam mo yung context, si Chang was not doing blackface to be racist. He was impersonating a Dungeons and Dragons character.
Yep. Yeah, I agree. I didn't know that about NBC, actually. So I guess it's more on NBC and not so much on WWE. I don't know what we can do about it, actually. I think we're good din naman here in the Philippines kasi we don't have to subscribe to, we don't have to subscribe to Peacock. Sayang lang, I guess. But in the end, though, I think if you are out to enlighten people about what is wrong and what is right when it comes to portrayals of race, I don't think that you should be doing it on wrestling content on Peacock anyway. I don't think that's the right forum or channel for it anyway.
Yeah, I agree. Saying what's up to Michael Balaan sa comments natin on Facebook. What's up, man? Thanks for joining us. Okay, more news from outside the ring. Nabalitaan natin over the last 24 hours na inatake pala si Road Dogg or Brian James. So it's a suspected heart attack. And yeah, ako, all I can say is that I hope he gets better. Kasi, you know, in his post-wrestling life, he's actually helped out a lot of NXT stars. But he's a producer backstage and he helps them with their development sa Performance Center. So I wish him nothing but the best.
Yeah, same. Ito si Frank, may tanong. We actually almost forgot to say. I don't think it's in our...
last week, no. We talked about it with Jake.
Pero ngayon, kasi ngayon siya na-confirmed, di ba?
Right.
Kapo na siya na-confirmed. So RVD, Rob Van Dam, is headed into the Hall of Fame officially. They announced it last night. Last week kasi when we had Jake Cuenca on, it was just a rumor. And it turns out the rumors are true. I think we said all there is to say about it. But for those who missed it,
well-deserved.
Siyempre, yeah, well-deserved. And, you know, RVD is such an influential high flyer in the game. Back when there weren't as many high flyers in the American wrestling scene, back when it was all mostly in Japan or in Mexico.
Yeah, he was so high, he was blazing. His career was blazing.
Yeah, literal na trailblazer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Without Rob Van Dam, Matt Riddle.
Yeah, that's true. And a bunch of other kids like Evan Bourne, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's what we think about Rob Van Dam.
Yeah, I'm happy for RVD. I'm sad that he never got a chance to be the WWE champion again. But, you know, what can you do? It is what it is.
Siya naman mismo nagsabi na ano eh. Parang, I think I remember him saying, telling a story about when he was offered the WWE Championship run that he had back in 06. He was like, are you sure about this? Because, you know him, you know his history, you know his reputation. So even he knew he wasn't really super main event material.
Right, right. What I will say though is that yung theme song palang ni RVD sa WWE, Hall of Fame worthy na yon. Yung one of a kind, yep. One of the most memorable theme songs from that era. Like I remember nung nag-perform siya dito sa Pinas, kumanta talaga ako nung lumabas siya. So it was one of my favorites.
Yeah, itong sina Aljon and Aldrin and Frank here sa comments on Facebook are commenting on the fact that we're getting old because mga Ruthless Aggression era stars na ang pumapasok sa WWE Hall of Fame. Yeah, I guess so.
Welcome to my life.
Welcome to our lives. This is where we at right now. I think also then we also talked about this. We also touched upon this last week. It's also because they didn't want to get too many seniors in the Hall of Fame ceremonies. Kasi syempre may banta pa ng COVID-19 present around. Even though they are holding events right now, they can't risk it for the more older legends and alumni.
Yeah. Okay, more news from outside the ring. Si Aleister Black nag-post sa Instagram kahapon. So may teaser siya. So nakaupo siya, nakabihis, naka-waistcoat or vest and everything. Then yung caption, "Let us sit face to face soon. I will have many stories to tell, all of them in full color." So ano sinasabi ni Aleister Black? Is he returning? Is he going to do a shoot interview when he leaves?
I think he's leaving, man. I think the rumors of the catering crew are all true. I think when we get to our next point, I think for sure na legit siya. So I don't see him coming back. I think the ship has kind of sailed after so long, diba? After what? Since October? Since November? Was it? When was the last time we saw him?
Before the draft. Before the draft.
Before the draft, yeah, diba? So yeah, I don't think it's going to be a comeback for him. And I think it's better for everyone involved if he was just let go and free to do business elsewhere.
All right. Speaking of doing business elsewhere, see Charlie Caruso, whose real name is Charlie Arnold, is now full-time with ESPN. So yan yung reason why you don't see her anymore sa Raw or sa Raw Talk or din sa mga pay-per-view pre-show. She's been replaced with Kevin Patrick, who is a CNN reporter from Ireland. He's also been covering sports on TV for quite a while under his real name, Kevin Agan. Meanwhile, tong si Charlie Arnold, or Charlie Caruso as we know her from WWE, full-time na nga, so she'll be handling First Take, a popular sports show on ESPN SportsCenter. She's been covering that for quite some time. And ako kasi I listen to yung mga podcasts ng ESPN. I know na for a few years now, she's been on First Take, Her Take, which is yung women-centric sports podcast nila. So I'm really happy about this because I've always loved ESPN, even though medyo problematic din sila minsan. But you know, anytime someone from WWE makes the jump to ESPN, like si Coach, Todd Grisham, it's always nice for me. So I'm happy for her.
Yeah, whatever gets her to a workplace na not like WWE, I'm going to root for that because she deserves it. And she deserves to be in a much more legit operation. Not saying that the WWE is not legit, pero syempre mas legit pa rin ESPN.
Tsaka sobrang laki ng iginiling ni Charlie. Like when she first appeared in 2016, I remember, Ro, you and I used to crap on her work podcast all the time. And she went from that to being my favorite backstage interviewer, even better than Renee Young at a point. So, you know, while I am quite sad and I won't get to see her in wrestling anymore, ESPN is a huge step up. So congratulations to Charlie Arnold.
Hey, all right, congrats.
Ito na, yung hinihintay ni Ro na pag-usapan natin. Let's talk about Andrade because he has given his first post-WWE interview. Nasa Facebook to ni Hugo Savinovich, if you remember him. He was one of the Spanish commentators in WWE noong 2000s and now he's working with Triple A, tama ba?
I can't remember. I think so, but I think he's more of a freelancer. I'm not too sure.
Okay, so Hugo Savinovich interviewed Andrade in Spanish kasi syempre native language nila, no? But meron mga good Samaritans on Twitter na nag-transcribe in English yung mga key points. So dalawa yung pag-uusapan nating key points from the interview. The first is that the WWE doctors reportedly told Charlotte Flair that she was pregnant.
Yeah, I don't know what that was about. I actually I read the, you know, the tidbits or the highlights from the interview kanina ng umaga.
Yeah, so
and
did I.
I still wasn't too sure about what he meant by that. Like, okay, ano yung context nitong pregnancy diagnosis, quote unquote, kasi hindi pala siya totoo. I don't understand how that happened. I don't understand how that came about. And I don't know why they told her that. And kasi ang impression ko is that Charlotte was taking time off because they wouldn't release Andrade. That's the rumor I heard. And I didn't know they were purposely keeping her off television for some reason.
Tinatanong ni Gimme Bucket sa comments, why did Charlotte debunk the pregnancy rumor even though si Andrade yung nag-address nun?
Kasi hindi naman talaga siya pregnant. I mean, Andrade was saying that a WWE doctor told Charlotte that she was pregnant even though she was not. So that's why she debunked those rumors.
Parang galawang Dr. Eamon yan eh. Yung Z-Pac guy.
Yeah. I think nagkagulo-gulo lang doon sa news fallout after it happened. But from what we read from the interview, a WWE doctor told Charlotte na buntis pala siya and she is not clear to wrestle. Pero they went to get a second opinion and they found out that she wasn't pregnant pala. So I don't know what that's really about. It feels kind of bizarre to me. It sounds kind of bizarre.
So si Andrade actually goes out of his way to say na I'm not gonna talk about Charlotte all that much. Kasi syempre, conscious si Andrade na baka ma-affect yung career ni Charlotte, diba? So that's a good man. You know, that's a good boyfriend na he's really protecting pa rin yung interests ng kanyang romantic partner even though marami din siyang sama ng loob na gusto niyang i-release kahit papano. And even from the context ng mga transcriptions, hindi rin hateful yung mga sinasabi ni Andrade. Yeah. Alam mo, very ano lang, it is what it is. Ito yung nangyari. Facts only. Wala masyadong PI sila or whatever. Walang ganun.
Yeah, that's really, really polite of him.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, ito yung $3 million question na gustong tanongin ni Rose sa ating mga viewers and listeners ngayong gabi. Bigyan muna natin ng context. Bakit ito gusto itanong?
Alright guys, kasi as you all know, I'm a wrestler. Before the pandemic struck, I was a wrestler. And we didn't make that much money wrestling. So Andrade in the interview, sabi niya, he walked away from a $3 million a year contract just to come to the tapings and not get used and, you know, just hang out sa catering. So I want to ask all of you, I want to read your answers out loud here on the podcast. Everyone watching right now, tuning in right now, would you walk away from a $3 million per year contract where they were not using you? Wala kang ginagawa sa work. Like you, Stan, let's say you were being paid $3 million a year to not be on air. Would you do that? Would you walk away from that?
That's a good question. Kasi ako ang sagot ko dyan. Depende kung may naipon na ba akong million-million. Alam mo yun? Like me right now with my current bank account, I would say no. I will keep accepting that money. I will keep going to catering and eat good food, and then I will go home. I'll take my headshots, I'll take my nice pictures for WWE social media, and then I'll take my paychecks. But if I were in Andrade's shoes, na natikman ko na yung limpak-limpak na perang yun, di ba? Baka mag-iba yung pananaw ko, kasi di ba, meron tayong Maslow's hierarchy of needs. So siguro si Andrade, mas mataas na siya doon sa hierarchy of needs na parang for him, hindi na ganun ka-importante yung 3 million na yun.
Yeah. Okay. Some people are saying or are giving their answers right now. Kyle Martin says his lazy ass says yes. Ito Dave Scott says if you were in it for the money, then probably yes. I think he's saying that probably yes if you were in it for the money. Mm-hmm. Gimme Buckets is saying that AEW plus Charlotte money is greater than $3 million a year. Steven from the Geeky Wants is saying he would not walk away from that money. He would invest that money in his own business, which is
like
a good idea.
Diba?
Diba?
Like
in negosyo. Emil says he has a family to provide for, so he will not walk away. And he will take that catering money. And hindi siyang papaka-plastic. Itong si Boss Albert, sabi niya, may pay cut na nga siya, pumapasok pa rin siya. So I'm guessing he is not gonna walk away from all of that, from all of that money. Yes, he'll take that, he says. Okay, my answer kasi is, I don't know, man. If I were being paid that much money to not get hurt, kasi kahit papano, I will not be getting hurt. Maybe the most I will be doing was what? Work yung main event tapings, yung one match a week as a main event. I'd take it because that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money that I have never tasted before.
Same.
I think what I would do is I would pull off a Seth Rollins or a Mustafa Ali and open my own wrestling school even, diba?
Or be a streamer like Xavier Woods.
Yeah, diba? Hire the best coaches that money can buy and, you know, train the next generation, stuff like that, you know, at least give back. I think kasi it's not always about the wrestling, even though I'm not invalidating that for sure. It's just saying, coming from a third world country like the Philippines,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would definitely much take that catering money.
Ito na masasabi ko, sana all merong 3 million contract that you can walk away from ng basta-basta, di ba? Hey, we've got an international listener, one of our friends from Malaysia. Are we gonna address him by his real name?
Oh, yeah. Kasi he appears on APAC Wrestling under his real name.
That's right. Yeah, Lee Lee in the comment section saying that Andrade worked hard to get to WWE with pro wrestling, but now that he's in WWE, the thing that got him there was taken away from him. He saved enough so he can go elsewhere and still make good bank. I hope so.
Yeah, that's true. But I guess I was also saying that wrestling isn't always just, you know, performing on TV for everyone. So like you can be training, you can be coaching the next generation. So for me, kasi, I can still get fulfilled with that, with that stuff. Creed, yeah, says he takes stability into account. He would still want to be productive though with that sort of lucrative contract. Siguro if you were still wrestling on main event though.
Right. So we wish we could all make $3 million like Andrade would, but some of us have to hustle like the way we do here on the podcast. And one of the ways we're hustling is through our friends from Zalora. And in fact, they've got a very special offer for all of you listeners and viewers of the podcast just because you're tuned in.
All right, guys. May one day pa kayo for this promo. Kasi if you are going to get your pieces, your accessories, your shoes on Zalora.com.ph, you can get brands like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, H&M, and so much more. You can get up to 25% off and 10% cash back until tomorrow, March 31, by using our special checkout code when you make a purchase of $1,999 minimum. Again, our checkout code is wrestling. Just enter that upon checkout. Wrestling, I don't have to spell that for you, and it gives you all the sweet deals on Zalora.
All right, now let's hear from our other podcasts on Podcast Network Asia.
Hey, Chino Liao here, host of the new podcast on Podcast Network Asia called Class Clown. Now, I try to learn about the world through the lives of different professionals each week alongside by another stand-up comedian. The topics are limitless, the jokes are aplenty, only here on Class Clown.
So since our stream is a little bit early, we're going to get to our NXT TakeOver stand and deliver predictions because this Wednesday's NXT is the go-home show. But before that, how about some shout-outs on Kumu?
All right, saying hey to a new follower, Al Pestano, who says, yes, meron na palang wrestling dito sa Kumu. He has been WWE addict since childhood. Thank you. Thank you for following us. Emil says, we don't blame wrestlers for taking the paycheck since most wrestlers have paid their dues already. That's true. It's actually pretty true. A lot of wrestlers worked very hard and for very long to get to the WWE. Saying hey to Amorek7442 for following us on Kumu. Thank you. Legend Killer says, sana talaga Firefly Funhouse sila ni Bray at WrestleMania. Sila being Randy Orton kasi he is cosplaying Randy Orton on Kumu. Saying hey to MJ Lem, JD Azares, Mavi. A lot more people. Thank you so much for joining us here on Kumu. The conversation is fun, so thank you for taking part in it.
All right, let's get to our predictions for NXT TakeOver Stand and Deliver. We kind of touched on this with Jake Cuenca last week, but since we're closer to the actual two-night special, let's get our own predictions here on the podcast. Let's start with night one. That's April 7 in the U.S. The main event is the Women's Championship, Io Shirai versus Raquel Gonzalez. I think we said this last week, it's Raquel time.
Yeah, Raquel na to. I think if we're going to believe the rumors, sabi nila, totoo na si Raquel ang ginagroom nila to take over from Io Shirai in the NXT Women's Championship. So it's time for that to happen now.
Next up, the triple threat tag team match for the vacant NXT Tag Team Championship. So na-injure si Danny Burch, kaya na-vacate yung tag team titles. It's MSK, who are returning from Wesley's own injury, versus the Grizzled Young Veterans versus Legado del Fantasma. And I think last week we predicted it's MSK, no?
Yeah, MSK to. So they won the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic. So that is pretty much the direction they should be going.
Yeah. And I think we kind of need a babyface tag team again to hold the championships, even for like a month or two. Next up, the six-man gauntlet eliminator match to determine the number one contender for the NXT North American Championship. Ito, mahirap ipredict kasi meron pang Battle Royal on NXT this week. And then yung final six doon, sila yung part ng gauntlet eliminator. So let's leave that for TBD muna.
I want to say Roddy Strong is the winner.
Ooh, that's a good pick. Yeah, that's not a bad pick. Ito, I'm super excited for this. NXT UK Championship, Volta versus Tommaso Ciampa.
Volta ako dito. I don't think he's losing. He still has a story with Rampage Brown in the UK that is kind of put on the back burner here because he went to the States. So I think hindi pa siya matatalo here.
Feeling ko mag-retain into Walter, but this will be a match of the year candidate, knowing these two.
Yep, absolutely.
Let's go to night two, April 8th in the US. Main event is the NXT Championship match between Finn Balor and Karrion Kross. I think it's time for Karrion Kross na rin to win.
Yeah, tingin ko Kross ito kasi naudot yung ano niya, diba? Yung first championship run niya. So, tingin ko Finn's had a good run and you can't really stop Kross at this point.
Yeah, tsaka Finn has done everything he can do. I think the only thing he has left to do is really put someone over. And who else to put over than Karrion Kross, who's really the biggest threat na parang hindi pa super defeated sa NXT, di ba?
Yep.
Next up, unsanctioned match between Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly. I think KOR has to win this.
Yeah, this is Kyle's to lose, really. Kasi he's the big, ano, di ba? He's the big singles push right now.
And I think after KOR wins this, they're going to put him on the path to eventually cross paths with Karrion Kross.
Gimme Buckets is asking sa comments, kailan ang graduation ng Ciampa sa NXT? I don't think he is planning to graduate. Like Gargano, I think lifers is sila dun sa NXT.
And I think ayaw din nila. Like I remember Ciampa going on podcasts. I think kay Lillian Garcia na podcast, dun niya sinabi na ayaw niyang mag-graduate from NXT.
Yeah, I wouldn't want them. If I were him, I wouldn't want to graduate either.
Yeah. Speaking of Ciampa and Gargano, Gargano versus the winner of the Gauntlet Eliminator match. So sabihin natin si Roderick Strong yung mananalo. Who wins that matchup?
Roddy wins. I think Roddy wins.
I so mauna pa maging singles champion si Roddy kesa kay Kyle.
Yeah. I mean, he already was, diba, before?
Si Roddy? Yeah, he was.
Yeah, diba?
No, that's true.
Diba?
Si Michael Balaan is asking, si Adam Cole, kailan kaya mapupunta sa main roster?
I don't think so. I don't think may yara din yun. I think super bad fit si Adam Cole sa main roster. I don't see him. I kind of have a hard time buying him as a legit main event threat because of his look right now. I'm one to talk because but I don't think Vince is gonna like him. I don't think people are gonna see what Triple H sees in him. So let's, like Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa, let's keep him in NXT where he can be appreciated.
Hindi lang yun. If you guys know of David Shoemaker from The Ringer, he's also known as the Masked Man. Sa podcast niya, he always used to say na, if you need to know how somebody will stack up on the main roster, take a look at them side by side against Randy Orton. Kasi si Randy Orton yung parang prototypical WWE superstar, di ba? And we saw that nung Royal Rumble 2018, was it? Or 2019, when Adam Cole appeared. And he actually wrestled Randy Orton in the Royal Rumble. And he looked so tiny. Next to Randy Orton.
Exactly.
So, nung nakita ko yun, sabi ko, wala, pang NXT lang talaga to. And honestly, given na wala na rin naman mga house shows, diba? What's the difference?
Yep. I really wouldn't put him there. I don't think he'll survive the same way like guys like Aleister Black and Andrade, diba? Did not survive.
Inga eh.
Yeah, isa pa yun.
Si Aldrin is asking, nasa na kaya si Velveteen Dream?
Hindi we don't ask for Velveteen Dream here, around here. Sorry. We don't ask for him around here.
Di namin siya type, sir. Okay, last match from TakeOver. Ito, I'm also low-key excited for this. The Cruiserweight Championship Unification Match between Jordan Devlin and Santos Escobar.
I think it says either two things are going to happen. Either Jordan Devlin wins and he stays in the US and never comes back to the UK, or Santos Escobar wins and Jordan Devlin goes back to the UK. So I'm really banking on the second outcome because I think must may upside pa rin si Santos Escobar, and then he is the more consistent cruiserweight champion on TV, and keeping him champ will be beneficial to whoever is going to beat him next.
Yeah.
For the championship.
To be fair, gusto ko yung ginawa nila kay Jordan Devlin na meron siyang slow face turn. Pero feel ko mas kailangan pa siya ng NXT UK kasi wala sila masyadong baby face na mid-card. Like yep. After A-Kid, Trent Seven, Tyler Bate, maybe Rampage Brown, who else? Wala na eh. Parang yeah, wala na to me. Yung Gallows, medyo inconsistent sila ngayon eh. So I don't really count them. So yeah.
Yep.
Alright, those are our predictions for NXT TakeOver Stand and Deliver next week po yan. If you want to comment and communicate with us and let us know kung ano yung predictions niyo, hit us up at Wrestling2XPod on Twitter and on TikTok. Alright, it's not a Thursday, pero syempre part pa rin ito ng podcast. So let's do our throwback segment. Throwback Tuesday tayo ngayon mga kapodcast.
Tuesday, yeah.
And today is March 30, so that's when we're streaming this. And ito yung 6th anniversary of WrestleMania 31, or as we in the local circles call it, WrestleMania Play Button. So tayo, as Filipino wrestling fans, yung connection natin dun is that was the first viewing party we hosted at Skinny Mike's. If
yep.
Naabutan niyo yung mga viewing party na yun, which I really miss so much.
Yeah, guys. Ito, si Waki is saying on Kumu na first time na-meet natin siya in that viewing party. Was it the first time? But did we really meet him at the viewing party? Parang hindi, di ba?
PWR?
Yeah, di ba PWR tayo nag-meet or something?
I'm pretty sure na-meet siya in PWR, not the viewing party. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. My memory is kind of fuzzy. After the viewing party siya ng PWR. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so for those who were there, you would remember the big pop that happened when Seth Rollins came down to cash in his Money in the Bank contract in the middle of Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar. It was the pop heard around the world kasi nag-viral yung video na yun. So whoever took the video, I don't remember who took the video. Thank you for taking the video. I don't know how you knew that Seth Rollins was gonna come out and we would pop like that. But you are a legend, sir. Oh, you are a legend, sir.
Actually, yun yung nakaka-miss, diba? Yung mga pop or people showing up in wrestling shirts in BGC, umagang-umaga, tapos nagiinuman tayo, ang daming pulutan, yung mga waitstaff ng Skinny Mike's nagkakandara pa kasi ang dami nag-o-order. Nakaka-miss. Sobrang nakaka-miss.
Emil is saying that WrestleMania 31, let's go back to the event itself. WrestleMania 31 did not have a good build-up. But people still remember it was one of the best WrestleManias in recent memory. So yeah, I think it kind of delivered. Because I remember it not being super long as the WrestleManias of recent memory. Because before they decided to have WrestleMania on two nights, we really had to stick around from 5 a.m. all the way to 1 p.m. just to catch the whole.
7-8 hours, man.
Yeah, to catch the whole event. Grabe. So before pa nito, yun.
Yeah, ang pinaka standout moments nung 31 para sa akin, syempre Seth Rollins cashing in. There was also Seth Rollins trying to do a crib stomp, kinounter ni Randy into an RKO, diba? Sobrang jiffable moment.
RKO, yeah.
Mm. Tapos Daniel Bryan winning the Intercontinental Championship. At the time, kala natin, wow, last WrestleMania na yun ni Daniel Bryan. So that happened. Ano pa ba?
Yeah. Abby is asking if this was the WrestleMania that had Triple H versus Sting. You know, at first, akala ko it wasn't. I thought it was 32, pero yun pala, it was. So, the only WrestleMania of Sting is WrestleMania 31, and it sucks that he had to lose to Triple H in his only WrestleMania.
Yeah, it was also the WrestleMania where Ronda Rousey made her debut, diba?
Her appearance, yeah, her first appearance. Yeah.
Her first appearance on screen for WWE was there. It was the New Day's first WrestleMania. It was the WrestleMania where Rusev came out in a tank, and then we would learn later on na nag-sex sila ni Lana dun sa tank na yun. Sobrang champion ni Rusev forever.
Aldrin says that this was the first time we saw John Cena bust out the springboard stunner. That's actually true. I do remember that match being the first time he tried some indie wrestling stuff. So memorable din yun for me. Yeah, it was really a good event, you know. Abby's also reminiscing that The Rock came out and it was fun. And it was a surprise. Yeah, I don't think anyone was expecting The Rock to come out at that event. Taker came back, Sabniwaki. And the DX versus NWO dream encounter became real because of the match with Sting.
Yeah. I also remember na yun yung last WrestleMania, the first and last WrestleMania of Cesaro and Tyson Kidd as a tag team. And that was one of my low-key favorite tag teams nung 2010s. Yes. Sobrang sad ako na like 2 months after that event, Tyson Kidd was forced to retire because of the spinal cord injury. But, you know, keep the memories alive, diba?
Yes. Can't believe it was only 6 years ago that Tyson Kidd last wrestled. I thought it was longer pa.
Yeah. It was that long ago. Going back to yung personal experience natin with the viewing party, that was a really good time because people were also collaborating with us to give out prizes. I don't know if you remember this role. When we organized these events, we were collaborating with people from Fox Philippines. Yes. We were collaborating with people from the E! Network here in the Philippines. Nagpapamigay sila ng ayuda nila.
Pamigay sila ng Divas Championship. So if you got a Divas Championship from us, I think Stan still has one at home.
Yeah, I do.
Meron pa rin. So that was the peak of our prize-giving powers.
Oh, ang dami namin prizes nun. From E!, from Fox Philippines, si Jedrick's Toys, nagpapamigay din nun. Pero ngayon, may sponsor din tayo. Meron tayong sponsor in Kramer Toy Warden. So if you missed yung announcement namin at the top of the episode, we're celebrating something next week. It's a little something called episode number 400. 7 years of the Wrestling Podcast. So if you want to win a wrestling Funko Pop from us, starting off with The Rock himself, yun yung week number one prize natin, all you have to do is to cut a promo on the hosts of the Wrestling Podcast or about the show. Cut a promo about us, against us. Please use the hashtag WWP7years. That's the number 7. Again, WWP, the number 7, then the word years, and then itag nyo kami. On Twitter and TikTok, same account at Wrestling2XPod. Facebook and Instagram at Wrestling Podcast.
Oh, so Facebook, gawin yung public para makita namin.
Yes. And then use the hashtag para mahanap talaga namin. And make it creative. The more creative, the better. And then every week for the month of April, mag-a-announce tayo ng winner. So there will be one winner per week. And then that winner will take home a Funko Pop courtesy of our friends from Kramer Toy Warden. So maraming salamat to Sebastian Goles and the rest of our friends at Kramer Toy Warden.
Yep. Thank you for our fun prizes.
For sure. All right. As we get out here, we got to close the episode the right way. And we will do it through our picks of the week. I'm going to start with mine. My honorable mention of this week because I love The Miz and John Morrison. I love the Bad Bunny story. So I'm going to have to give my honorable mention to Hey Hey Hop Hop, yung third single nina Miz and Morrison. Really fun stuff. I'll see if I can write about that for next week on Theme Song Tuesday. And then yung match that I'm choosing for pick of the week is Ilya Dragunov versus Sam Gradwell on NXT UK. Not the best match around, pero nagbalibagan sila. And I will always appreciate Ilya Dragunov going nuts on another wrestler.
All right, my pick of the week is from SmackDown. It's been a while since I picked something from SmackDown. The rematch on TV by Nakamura and Rollins. So it was a shorter match, pero action-packed pa rin. And I really appreciated it kasi mas dense, mas to the point, mas concise. And I felt that in some ways, it was even better than their match at Fastlane. So watch that. Shepard doesn't top their Survivor Series match from a few years back. But it was a good match.
All right. So those are our picks of the week, Shepre, wala si Chino. But we'll plug his podcast anyway. You can check him out on The Class Clown. He has released his first few episodes of the new season, kicking off with that Master Hans Kuwa episode. So napaka-interesting nun dahil parang machine gun si Master Hans kung magsalita at magpredict. So nakakatuwa palagi. And then for me, my other podcast is On Deck with Stan C, also on Podcast Network Asia. This week, my guest is my college classmate, Jervis Manahan from ABS-CBN News, who you may be hearing on Teleradyo, and you may also catch his reports on TV Patrol and Umagang Kay Ganda. So we talked about really covering the COVID-19 pandemic firsthand, lalo na nung nagsimula yung ECQ, how that was like from his point of view as a reporter and as a human being. So check that out on deck. Ro, other plugs on our list?
Patreon natin. Plug na natin.
That's right.
Habang maaga pa. All right, guys. Next week, WrestleMania na. And we talked about a WrestleMania viewing party just now. You can try to kind of recreate that experience a little bit virtually on our Discord server, our exclusive Discord server. You can have access to that by subscribing to our Patreon program. through patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast. For as low as 250 pesos a month, you have access to the Discord community in which we do watch parties of pay-per-views. Next week, WrestleMania and NXT TakeOver will be probably streaming 4 days straight. And then you also have access to exclusive review content of Raw, SmackDown, NXT, AEW, Dynamite, and pay-per-views as we give out reviews on our Patreon page. Plus, may free merch kami, exclusive merch. Recently, we gave out Wrestling Podcast face masks. We are still in the process of coming up with new merch ideas. So if you get in on the Patreon program, you can get some of that, you know. And yeah, so much more. A small community of people who like wrestling. That's really what we have to offer.
Yeah. So sana maka-join kayo. And if you're subscribing, please subscribe on Thursday, April 1. Para sakto. One whole month sakto. Subscription natin. And you can join us for TakeOver both nights and for WrestleMania as well. So we're really looking forward to having you guys join us on patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast. As always, please read as well yung wrestling website natin, smarkhenry.com. So that's where we have our content, our reviews, special features and columns, lahat yun nandun. Sabi ni Chino Maglaya, shirts please.
Pwede.
Subscribe ko muna, sir.
We will think about this. We will come up with shirt ideas. I think it's time then that we have a new shirt merch for the Wrestling Podcast.
Yeah, so thanks for the idea. And of course, big shout out and big thanks to Babyface producer Nikai for all the work she does behind the scenes. Pati na rin si Babyface producer Sola and the rest of the Podcast Network Asia team. So dahil sa kanila, meron tayong Wrestling Podcast live streams on Kumu and on Facebook. So maraming salamat to all of them. And to you guys, yung patrons, listeners, viewers, yung mga nagsasend ng gifts, yung mga nagsasmash ng hearts, maraming salamat. Thank you for completing our week. And medyo mahaba yung layoff natin till the next one, pero ganun talaga kasi Semana Santa. So we hope that you guys stay safe, stay healthy, and if you can find a way, please register to vote. Importante, lalo na't nagkanda leche-leche po tayong lahat ngayon. And stay at home if you can. And if you can't, please find a way to stay healthy. Right? So on behalf of Ro Moran and Chino Liao, my name is Stan C. This is episode number 399 of the Wrestling Podcast. This is in the books. We'll catch you next week for episode number 400 in our WrestleMania Pirate Ship Part 2 predictions. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Peace.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.